It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, don't worry about me, I called ART.
Traffic. Watch for a brief delay on I-235 South heading on to K-96 East. From the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, that's your Odyssey Wichita traffic.
Weather. Good morning. A mostly cloudy start to our Monday. We'll turn mostly sunny, also breezy. Northwest winds 10 to 20 and gusty. All of that in a high of 75. Clouds return tonight. North winds and 45 is the low. Decreasing clouds but cool on Tuesday. High 66. We'll keep it in the 60s on Wednesday. Small chance of rain showing up on Thursday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Right now, the Dan Patrick Show.
Dan Patrick.
I don't think Joker wins another MVP. And it's not because he's not deserving. He's just not going to win it. And Wemby is on the way. Because I would be surprised if Wemby is not the favorite next year to win the MVP. Felt like it might be a little too early this year. He did miss games earlier in the season. He's wonderful to watch. We're lucky to be treated to some... These players, young players, now Joker's not young, but he's still doing things that nobody's ever done. Like when you hear that in any sport, when you go, well, nobody's ever done that. Okay, you got my attention. And I understand this because we do want a new topic. You know, the NBA writers are no different than me or you as a fan where you go, you know, we need a new story here.
The Dan Patrick Show.
Dan and the Danettes and you.
Middays from 11 until 2 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We have an app and we decided to spell it really weird. A-U-D-A-C-Y. That's Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it right now. Download it right now. It's free.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I want to hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. This is another Sports Day here. Jake Ballbrock, Paul Savage in for TJ. Glad to have Paul in this week. Talking a lot of NFL draft, talking Kansas City Royals here. We are happy to have you with us. If you're on your way to work and you got to hop out, want to keep listening to Sports Daily, even after you park the car with the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app, visit Odyssey.com, search for KFH. You can listen to the show. You can leave us voice messages while you're listening to the show. Anytime you are listening to the show, those go in. Max can play those out. Paul, anything else tickling your fancy here? On the sports weekend, NBA playoffs at all?
Yeah, a little
just
bit.
I'm not ready to lock in yet. I'm sorry. I know I said I'd try.
Well,
just can't do it. Watching the draft, watch as much baseball as I can. Just can't do it yet.
Well, NBA basketball playoffs is when it's serious. I mean,
I know.
It's teams trying.
I don't apologize for the lack of attention I pay to the NBA anymore in the regular season. College basketball takes all the attention away.
Well,
I thought I might do it this round. I think it'll be next round. Mm-hmm. I think once now we're clear of the draft, we come in. And like, once you tell me I'm going to see San Antonio and Oklahoma City in a series, you got me at that.
That's point. Still a little ways away, but with that
I know.
But with that being said.
You tell me, you give me – San Antonio, Denver in a series. Like, I'm in for that.
Well, that's not going to happen.
If Denver gets there, Minnesota's going to beat them. But isn't Anthony Edwards hurt?
Yeah.
Like, what in the world's going on there?
Well, and there's so many things going on that by the way, I'm not going to defend the NBA where, you know, there's acquisition, accusations that all the time that, well, the NBA, I mean, they don't even try. Most of the time it's, you know, they're not even trying during the regular season. And then all of a sudden you get into the playoffs, things get serious. There's effort. There's efforts every time the ball goes up or down the court. There is effort. But it's the playoffs. And that's why I really enjoy the playoffs. Now, for me, the San Antonio Spurs have kind of been the spur of this. Why am I watching? Why am I paying attention? I'm finding the Spurs and Wemby. Victor, help me out. Victor
Wembanyama.
Wembanyama. And that's the one thing that I find fascinating. I've watched this kid mature. I have watched him literally grow up the first year he was in, and I'm finding that fascinating. Obviously, the Thunder and the Suns, not much of a bracket. Thunder up 3-0, but there's some games that I'm finding fascinating. There's some series I'm finding fascinating. One of those, believe it or not, I never in my life dreamed I would say, I'm following the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron and that crew, I'm following that series. And with the Lakers up 3-1 over the Rockets, who would have ever dreamt? Now, let's be fair, and I'm going to point out that the first couple of games, Durant did not play for the Rockets, and that's a different team without Durant. But the Lakers are also without Lukic and without
Doncic and Reeves.
Reeves, that's it. Doncic and Reeves, that's who it is. So you know that's a different basketball team as well. But the fact is that the Lakers lead this series 3-1, and I think it's pretty darn fascinating. I expected the Rockets to give more of a fight, but you know they've lost Durant for a couple games. But with that being said, I'm finding the Western Conference pretty fascinating. There's some interesting things I've got my eyes on. All four of the Western Conference playoff games, I'm kind of following. Thunder and the Suns, the Lakers and the Rockets.
I'm trusting you for it, Paul.
Nuggets.
I'm trusting you for
Nuggets.
And, maybe Royals are off to now. Nah, you know what? The Rangers are playing. I'm going to be watching the Rangers.
I don't. Oh, well, I wouldn't blame you on that because let's get to the next round. Give me
a minute here. Let me get it into these series where, you know, I'm not there. I'm not there.
Let's get into semifinals.
What I am there for, though, is college basketball, Paul.
Yep. Semifinals.
And Tyron Stokes maybe will give his decision today on where he's going to play college basketball. Number one freshman in the country has, I don't remember one ever taking this long. I really don't. It's like, this is transfer portal season, not high school players coming into college season. So we'll find out, I think, today. At least that's what the rumor is out there. Nobody knows. Like, everyone's like, I don't know, man. Like, what's taking this so long? It sounds like it's either Kansas or Kentucky. There's all the drama about, you know, he's a Nike athlete and Kentucky's a Nike school. But Treyus Lotta, our KU insider, has told us he heard that visit to Kentucky went really poorly. But here they are, maybe still in the mix. Oregon initially had been mentioned. I lose track of time on all this. I think it was early last week as maybe still in the mix. There's not much smoke there anymore. So it sounds like it'll either be Kansas or Kentucky. Both fan bases want him. I don't think anybody has a real expectation at this point, even like the insiders. But the rumor is we could get a decision today. Some point today, Tyron Stokes could make his call.
Question. Yes, Paul. Question. So how does a visit to Kentucky go poorly? Is it that the food wasn't very good at the dorm? Or does it mean that the main or the money was not what he was expecting?
No, the money's going to be good at Kentucky. They haven't really done much with it.
How does a visit
Kentucky? I don't know.
Go
and
bad?
Explain that to me. Well, it's a little bit. You got to meet with coaches. Here's what worries me about this.
All right.
And again, I've never talked to Tyron Stokes. I don't know Tyron Stokes.
Gotcha.
I think there's this now expectation because we had so many just unbelievable freshmen last year that Tyron Stokes is going to come in and be, I don't know, he doesn't really compare to Darren Peterson, different position. Maybe he comes in and he's A.J. DeBonta. Like, guys, I don't think he's going to be that kind of player. I don't think he was expected to be that kind of prospect. But that's the expectations he's carrying with them. And now, as this thing has dragged out, I think that gets even worse for him. The expectations are going to be even higher because you've got two of the best, if not the two best fan bases. They kind of got all their eggs now in this Tyron Stokes basket. Wherever he chooses, the likelihood to me that he meets expectations is low.
I see where you're going. I see.
That's like all the best players in the portal have found homes because Kansas and Kentucky seem to be waiting and utilizing all their resources to try to get Stokes. And whatever the reason is, if he's driving up the price, which he's doing a good job of, I suppose, that's a big ask for a freshman, Paul, to come in with that. I mean, it was a big ask for Darren Peterson, who was KU through and through. As KU as a player like him with his, you know, with his one and done, you know, path could be. Granted, he got hurt, but people didn't like that. And he wasn't playing because he was hurt. If Stokes doesn't meet expectations and he doesn't appear to be like all rock chalk forever and everything that Darren Peterson was, how do you think fans are going to treat that? Mm-hmm. How do you think Kentucky or Kansas fans are going to like it? Mm-hmm. Like, the kid can't make up his mind or won't make up his mind. That, to me, is a little bit of a red flag on April 27th before the season starts for a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about it. I'm telling you, I don't – like, at this point, you want Kansas to get him because there's not a lot of – you know, there's not – the alternative is not as good as it could have been earlier in this process. So you want him to get him. I'm just having a hard time looking at it and saying – well, that's going to be a top team in the Big 12 next year.
Well, you and I,
Tyron Stokes, on what with what they've got right now.
Yeah, you and I both know what's going on. Somewhere in his ear is an advisor or an agent or what you know, whatever you call. Who's saying? Listen, we can milk this. We can get another 500,000. We can get another maybe another million out of this school or that school or whatever the plan is. But it's somebody in his ear. Because no kid likes to have this going on. Nobody wants to be that guy, the last guy. I don't think they do, but maybe they do. But somebody is in his ear. You and I both know that that's just about as right as rain in this particular situation. We don't know, but I think it'll come out. It's somebody, and it's probably an investment guy, it's an agent, or it's a family advisor, or a friend of the family. Who knows? But they're playing.
Or it's him.
Paul, it could be him.
Like it doesn't really matter at this point. Well, whoever it is, they're doing a good job of it because he's going to make more money than he would have, you know, whatever, right? So
don't know that could be.
The problem to me is he that kind of player?
Ah.
Right? Is he the kind of prospect that can come into either of these teams? Again, these rich, historied, great, amazing teams that have underachieved by their own standards for a few years. Is he the kind of player, is he good enough to come in and be the savior he's about to get paid to be? I don't know that I think that's very likely. Kansas has, I'm glad, look, they signed another center that we like, that had been linked to them out of Charleston for a long time. And great. Kansas's front court looks like it's going to be pretty good, right? Like they may have with Mbia,
so. Okay,
and they may have a good front court.
I'll buy it.
But what else do they have? You know, they haven't blown us away through the portal. Momcilovic is still out there. Graves is still out there. They don't need that. You heard Tonde Yesufu. Remember Tonde Yesufu, your Baylor Bear, that was really good last year. There's hope for me, and there's other players out there that Phil needs for Kansas. Like, I'd rather take the resources at this point and throw them at a couple of these guys that are still out there if you can. If it's going to be the same amount of money, which I don't have the information on. But for instance, if you can give me a combination of two of any of those guys I mentioned or Stokes, at this point, I'm going to take those two guys because I don't know if Kansas has enough otherwise to just plop this freshman in there and be good enough to do very much. Right? And I mean, so and every day that this stretches out, I feel more and more that way.
Well, this is
I'm worried about this for Kansas. I'm worried about it. You got Dawes and Blyden, Christian Reeves, who we just mentioned. I don't know, man.
Well, this has got to be driving Bill Self crazy. Here you're already in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, and you're sitting here waiting on kids like this to decide what you're going to do. Is it enough money? This is such a different game. It blows my mind that a guy like Bill Self sits there and takes it. You think Bill Self probably has enough money at this point that he has to worry about getting next year's paycheck?
It's not a knock on Stokes. I think when this process all started, Stokes appeared to be coming to Kansas and everybody really liked the player and this all would have been fine. It's the fact that this keeps dragging out where I'm like, is this worth all this trouble?
I'm wondering.
You know, five, six, 7 months ago, everyone thought Stokes was going to be a Jayhawk. And so to go into the offseason, big picture, thinking Stokes is going to be a Jayhawk and building that way, I think that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is it's April 27th and he's still not a Jayhawk.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
That's the problem now. You haven't had time to come up with any sort of backup plan. Now, maybe they have one. Maybe they're talking to these players and they are treating this truly in a business sense. And they're talking to three or four of them. And they're saying, here's the deal. I'm going to be real honest with you.
Uh-huh. Well, I might as well.
We're going to know very soon. You'll have the opportunity to play at Kansas and make more money than anywhere else. But we're still waiting on something.
Well,
can you wait?
I might as well ask.
If you're one of those players, maybe you can wait.
All right, I'm going to ask the question. Does he become OJ Hawk? Jacob Albrock. Does he become a Jayhawk? Yes or no?
So we could get this decision today. Here's prediction time. And again, this is all grain of salt stuff. I think if he was going to be a Jayhawk, he'd already be a Jayhawk.
Wow.
I think he's going to surprise the world and sign with Kentucky.
There you go. Even though the visit went poorly.
The bag is going to be so big through Nike to do it. I think the big shock today is he's Kentucky. We'll see.
All right.
Again, that's based on nothing other than trying to read between the lines. I haven't talked to anybody about this other than Trias when he comes in. And he told us that visit to Kentucky was terrible is what he's heard.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll find out today. That's the big news. If it happens today, like it is reported to, we'll have plenty to talk about with it tomorrow. That's for sure. All right. We're coming back. Don't go away.
Kansas Fan Headquarters, 97.5 and 1240 KFH Wichita, KNSS HD2 Clearwater, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The KFH Studios, powered by Devon James Injury Lawyers. Call 888-8888.
That's 888-8888.
Whoa. Okay, this one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do one.
Wait. The T-Mobile one says families saved over $3,700 versus the other big guys in the past 5 years. And their experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. And a 5-year price guarantee? Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
I'm thinking high five.
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. Switch now at T-Mobile.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 among accounts with 3+ voice lines compared to AT&T and Verizon. Excluding discounts, credits, and optional charges. See harrisx.com/T-Mobile. Price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Exclusions like taxes and fees apply. See T-Mobile.com.
At Liberty Mutual, we love helping people with things like customizing car insurance, just like how we customize a song for you. Catered country tune. Liberty Mutual, saving you bucks by protecting your truck. Cause Birdie told me to only pay for what I need. Thank you, Limu. I'll always trust a Limu with Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS like Mark?
I've been doing home remodeling for 30-plus years, but the economy crashed. I wound up losing my home, losing my job, and on top of that, owing the IRS a ton of money. I owed the IRS $114,000. It really, truly was the worst part of my life.
Then Mark found Tax Relief Advocates.
on news radio, I heard about TRA, and I thought, what's the worst that could happen? So I picked up the phone and I called him. When it was all said and done, TRA settled my $114,000 debt for $100, and I'm telling you, I was ecstatic. Could not believe it. Would recommend TRA to anyone.
If you owe 10 or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to the IRS, don't lose hope. Do what Mark did and call TRA for a consultation.
But TRA did. They gave me a second chance, and I'm forever grateful.
Visit TRA.com or call 800-491-9914. 800-491-9914. That's 800-491-9914.
Save big when you shop at Menards. Shop the largest in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber and thick decking, all easy to load in our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates using our easy-to-use deck design program, available in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on AC2 pressure-treated lumber and thick decking at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When storms hit, your roof takes the brunt of the damage. Don't wait for leaks to ruin your home. At SkyChief Roofing and Solar, we specialize in storm damage repair and we'll help with your insurance claims. Call 316-285-5435. SkyChief Roofing and Solar. Your roof, our priority.
This is the story of the one. As a procurement manager for a hospital system, she keeps every facility in her network stocked and ready. That's why she counts on Grainger to be her single source for thousands of products, from disinfectants to lighting, air filters, and more. And with fast, dependable delivery.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.